And time to visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library. And Cindy is really excited, aren't you, Cindy? You're in a new place.
Of course I'm excited. Why wouldn't I be excited? Yeah, we are now located at 50 East Rooney, and we moved in 2 weeks. It's almost just unreal.
Yeah, I've been watching your posts, social media posts, and amazing. So you're no longer in the Civic Center, where the library's been for many years, right?
Yeah, the library was located there, I think, in the 70s.
Oh, wow.
It used to be in the old City Hall, and then they built a new Civic Center, and I believe the cornerstone says 1970, but I have paperwork here that says they had the dedication in 1976, so okay. I don't know exactly when they, moved in, but I know that much about it. So that's where the library has been for a number of years until, of course, 2023, when we started moving on July 31st. And so we
and where's the new where's the new location at, Cindy?
It is located at 50 East Rooney at what was known as the 52 Wing at the old high school. And so the inside has completely been renovated, this wing of it. And you just have to stop by and check it out, because I just love it. It's just wonderful here. It's fabulous, yeah. And, there's still work to be done. We've got some outside work to do, and we've got a few projects and things inside. But we missed our public. We missed people.
Yeah,
we
you were closed for a couple of weeks for the move, right?
We really were. We were closed for 2 weeks. And the first 4 days, we had about like a dozen volunteers and all the staff. And we moved about 85% of it anyway in those first 4 days. But then the following week, we moved the rest of it. And some of those pieces were pretty big. And then we had a bunch of like little stuff. We're always doing crafty things. So it's amazing how many little things that you have to move and everything. And so we finally got everything moved here. And we had wonderful volunteers, absolutely fabulous volunteers. I just have so many people to thank for everything that they did, because it's just incredible. We had people who really put it together. I had ideas in my head, Paul, but until I started talking to Tom Nelson and Mitch Fed and their trailers and their knowledge about moving stuff, they really pulled it together. And we had, we just had a plethora of people, that really helped us. We had Dan Ink, we were super lucky to have just a ton of people, some retired library people. David Lauritsen was here from Montevideo with his wife.
Oh, wow.
And of course, Lynette Nelson was along with Tom, who's retired children's librarian. We just were super lucky to get all sorts of people. I posted like every single day all the different people that I was thankful for, because we couldn't have done it without all the volunteers. We just could not.
Right. If you think about it, Cindy, just think about this for our listeners. You're going to move the contents of a library. Think of what's all involved in that. That's a lot.
Believe me, I am glad that is behind me, that I don't want to think about it anymore or anything like that. But, we just had so many volunteers and so many retired people. We had Gene Zinda, who was a former teacher, and we had some people that are, still working and things, too, that took time out of their day. Young people, we had Samantha Ruiz and her family. We had kids. We had Andrea Anderson and her family, Alyssa Tossel and her family, and it was super fun to see the children help pack us and help unpack us and how proud they were of all of it. It was an awesome experience, but what a lot of work. Yep. I am still recovering for it. But
yep, it's a big job, that's for sure. Wow. All the books.
Well, we have 26,000 materials that are cataloged.
Oh, wow.
That we moved. And then there are so many things that are not. you know, and just
computers.
All the little, little pieces. And we were super lucky because our library system is doing computer replacement. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying super lucky in one way because we didn't have to move our computers, but we still had to move the printer, the copier. But like I said, without those trailers and all of the expertise of all of our volunteers, I mean, we had some super detail-orientated people, too.
Good.
I mean, I just loved it. One day I had a customer come in and said, I brought my daughter to work. I hope you don't mind. Her daughter is older than me. You know, I mean, we just had an awesome opportunity with so many volunteers. And a complete listing is in the newspaper and on our and has been on our Facebook page of all the people. I appreciate every single one.
Yeah, I see you got your husband Gary involved too.
Oh, yeah. And then he provided lunch for us every single day that we had volunteers. He provided lunch.
Nice.
And so every day it was, you know, subs. And after a while, he went and got some pulled pork. You know, I mean, you know, he just was a trooper about it all. So he provided lunch at no cost to us and everything. And then he also, you know, worked a few days and volunteered as well. So, like I said, super lucky, super lucky.
Good.
That's how I feel about it. And then the staff were troopers about it all. It's just exhausting because we have to direct where everything goes, and we still, you know, are hauling books and doing all that stuff too. But
yeah. So you're completely moved then?
Yes, we've moved everything. There's a couple things that maybe we'll bring still, because, you know, we might bring some of the leftover shelving because we did get all new shelving. And if we had had to move the shelving, no way could we have done it in 2 weeks.
Right.
Because that is, but we, you know, for storage and things, I think there's some areas that we can add a few things. And there's still, like, bulletin boards we need to put up. And
right. Little things like that, yeah.
Yeah, there's
so you
a
got,
lot.
You got the space now, right? A lot of space.
I know. And the meeting room is awesome. In fact, we have an 85-inch television in one meeting room and a 40-inch in another. So if you have a Zoom appointment or you need to have a meeting somewhere where you need to stream something, we'll have all that available. But right now, I'm not taking reservations for it because I need to work on meeting room policies and you know, what all the rules and regulations will be on everything, too. But it is coming soon. I think we accomplished great things in 2 weeks of time to be able to open this quickly.
Opened yesterday to the public, right?
Yes, it was super busy in here. I'm glad the radio show wasn't yesterday. I don't know. I might have had a mutiny on my hands. it was super busy. And people were just sitting around, wandering, checking all the space out.
Good.
It's something to be proud of. Really is. I mean, the public should just really enjoy their new library. At least I hope they do.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, after things calm down a little bit, my plan is to come over and we'll do a remote from the new library. How about that?
That sounds like a great idea.
All right. So what do you got for activities planned at the new library?
Well, right now, for the month of August, we have kind of a limited number of activities because we're trying to settle into our new space and we have things to put away and things to do. But we do have a couple of things going on. We offered take and makes, and they started yesterday as well for both for adults, teens, and children. So you can stop on down and pick up a take and make. We've got some diamond art take and makes. We've got some unicorn flyers, all sorts of different things like that. We also are still going to be having our Lego club that will be on the 30th of August. Anyway, and that will be at 3:30 p.m. And our book club is going to meet on the 28th of August. We are reading Black Cake by Charmaine Wilkerson, and we will meet at 5 o'clock on the 28th. Unfortunately, we will not be having any tech help, and we'll be starting that up in September. Anyway, and so keep, you know, watching for some more information on that. And the other thing that's kind of exciting is we are jump-starting our Friends of the Appleton Library group. So if you are interested in being a member of that, we're going to have a membership drive meeting in September, and we are accepting registrations for that as well. So the rest of August is kind of a settling time for us. But we are throwing a couple of little things in here just to kind of, you know, keep things interesting, I guess.
Okay, real good. Well, we have a few minutes left here. What are people reading, Cindy?
There are a couple of books that I can talk about. New nonfiction is The Underworld by Susan Casey. It's a chronicler of the aquatic world, gives an overview of deep sea exploration and details recent findings there. I know I've been seeing some information on some of that, so kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. And then new in fiction is Tom Lake by Ann Patchett. It's three daughters who return to the family orchard in the spring of 2020, learn about their mother's relationship with a famous actor. And Sandra Brown has a new book out called Out of Nowhere. A shooting at a Texas county fair leads to an unexpected connection between a children's book author and a corporate consultant. Anyway, so those are some new things, and if you have a favorite author or something you're looking for, stop on down. We're all readers here. We have many opinions of what books that we like, and there's lots of new stuff. We ordered lots of new things before we did the move, you know, and so we got a lot of new stuff on display, both for adults as well as children and teens. So stop by and check us out. Check out our new library.
Yeah. Now, where's that located at? And are the hours the same, Cindy?
Yes. It is located at 50 East Rooney Avenue. Like I said, it's the old 52 wing of the high school. And our hours are still the same for now. We are open Mondays and Fridays, 10 to 5. Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 10 to 7, and Saturdays, 10 to 2. And our phone number is still the same, too, 320-289-1681. But always watch our Facebook page or check our website for the latest happenings and things going on here at the Appleton Public Library.
All right, Cindy, well, we're excited for you and your staff and the new space there for the Appleton Library. So have you left your house to go to work and went to the old one yet, by mistake?
Well, actually, I've had to do that for the last 2 days, but I didn't do it by mistake because there's still, you know, I'm still getting mail there. I'm still switching things over. I'm still doing some of that. But I did just have a staff member do it today.
That's going to be hard to get used to.
Yeah, I mean, I've spent a lot of years going to the Civic Center, but this is super exciting. I'm excited to share this with everyone.
All right. So stop by the new location for the Appleton Library, as Cindy mentioned, the old 52 wing, and check it out and say hi to Cindy. Thanks, Cindy. We'll talk to you next time.
Sounds great. Have a great week.
Cindy Hendricks, head librarian over there at the Appleton Public Library.